And this is Monday Night Live, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And as I'm entering the studio, getting ready to do the live stream, Alex is right here, too. We're both saying we are having victory. The pendulum is moving in the right directions.
Great job at that abortion rally.
Multiple signs of victory. Alex Jones goes out to dinner. He's fasting now. You can tell he's lost like 30 pounds overnight. He fasts better than anybody, too. It's unbelievable. It's just the weight pouring off him. But he's fasting, so he's at dinner, and he's meditating over with his family. He's eating dinner with his family. And some hater takes a picture of him eating dinner with his family, uploads it to Twitter. And I'm sorry, crew, I didn't give you guys this. I didn't prepare for this. It's just I'm talking to Alex right before, so, you know, we start talking. I start thinking about other things. I'm going to cover the abortion stuff and take calls. But it's the signs of victory. We're saying we're seeing the pendulum swinging. And it's just thousands of comments in support for Alex. You know, it's just a local guy here that has a small Twitter account who just posted it for his friends or whatever. Like, oh my gosh, Alex Jones at the restaurant with me. Like, oh, the horror. Like, oh my God. Oh. It's like, oh, look, a man eating dinner. And then there's just thousands of comments like, oh, the legend. You should have bought his meal. I wish I could shake his hand. All in support. And, you know, maybe the guy lightened up after seeing that. Maybe not. But there it is right there. Yeah, oh my gosh, Alex Jones has dinner with his family. He's a normal person. I know you try to make him out to be some weird entity, but no, he's just a normal guy that loves America, loves freedom. So anyway, that's a sign of victory. That's just a random kind of funny little anecdote. But then yesterday, this is a true sign of victory for life, and I think for the cultural, political movements that are happening right now. I've been covering protests in Austin, Texas for 7 years now. And I can tell you that there's never been less energy for the left, the liberal Democrat activism in Austin. I mean, they used to have big, big numbers at events. They used to have Antifa show up and do stuff, and not really, they never had a huge Black Lives Matter presence, but it was out there. But I mean, even abortion stuff and everything, especially when Planned Parenthood gets involved and they run their huge marketing campaigns. I was expecting there to be 1,000 people at the Capitol yesterday. I mean, I'm a realist. I don't like to think that 1,000 people would turn out to cheer for abortion, but I've seen it before. So I was expecting there to be 1,000 people. And they couldn't even get 100, folks. And this deal was marketed all over social media, pushed on Facebook by all the different local leftist groups. Planned Parenthood was there. They had street medics. So I think they may have expected more. They couldn't even get 100 people. That's a sign that they're losing. Now, the abortion issue is an interesting one because I've got a clip from Bill Maher. Everybody knows Bill Maher is a liberal, but now that the left has gone so far left, I guess they'd call him a conservative. I don't know, just because he tells it like it is sometimes, he's a conservative now. And he talks about how he's learning all this new stuff about abortion, like how a lot of countries in Europe and South America have way more restrictive laws on abortion than America does. And they're supposedly considered more liberal progressive than America. And I truly believe, and I don't know where the whole abortion argument or right to life or right to abortion ends, but in history, abortion is going to be looked at as something that was, I don't know if putting it on the same level of slavery would be appropriate, but it's going to have that same feel where we're going to look back on abortion and we're going to say, wow, that was seriously inhumane. Seriously inhumane and tragic. And it seems pretty obvious to most of us at this point. And I think that's why they didn't have many people out there yesterday. Now, here's another thing about yesterday. So, obviously, they were expecting big numbers all across the country. I don't think they got that. Now, where they did get the biggest turnout was in front of Supreme Court justices' private residence, their houses. and they were outside of at least two Supreme Court justices' houses last night, doing their normal thing of chanting and threatening and showing up and covering their faces and their signs and disruptive behavior. Now, this is an interesting one because there's so many different angles to take. I could take the angle of imagine if conservatives did this, imagine if Trump supporters did this. I could take the angle of why in the first place would somebody be putting out the private address of the Supreme Court justice? Well, I mean, the answer is obvious. It's a matter of intimidation. It's a matter of public threat. It's a matter of a threat to violence. The people that put the private information out there, you don't think they want something bad to happen to these Supreme Court justices, or you don't think they at least want the illusion or the threat that something bad might not happen or might happen to these Supreme Court justices. So that's why they do it. That's why they put their private residence out. That's why they all show up outside of their house at night, chanting, screaming, wailing like demons. So I've got those videos too. But they did not. There's going to have to be a next big thing. There's going to have to be a new next thing that the American left and the Democrats are going to have to move on to, because abortion ain't it. Abortion is not going to be it. It's not going to be the midterm issue that they think it is. It's not going to be the issue to get people to the polls and vote for the Democrats that they think it is. So that's what's truly behind this, at least in the condensed time space. I mean, there are much bigger issues when it comes to abortion. The Democrat laundering money through Planned Parenthood, the satanic exercise of human sacrifice. So there's all the other angles to it, but in the shortened, condensed, what are they doing it for right now? Why the leak? Why all of this? It was all about the midterms. The Democrats know they can't run on the economy. They can't run on Biden's agenda. They can't run on any success to speak of. They can't run on foreign policy. They can't run on peace. They can't run on stopping crime. J6 isn't working for them. Nobody believes that crap anymore. So they thought, let's go with abortion. Maybe we can get people to go out and vote for abortion. Except it's not working that well. And then you have this. And I just don't even really know, folks. I just don't even really know. And we've seen this before. What a shame. What a shame. You know, there's something about...
I'm killing the baby.
Yeah, it's a completely deranged, lunatic, fringe woman with dolls, I guess, doing some sort of street theater abortion in front of a church where people are praying. And, you know, there really is something about the power of Christ and the power of God that brings something out of these people. That exercises these demons. I mean, whether you believe in that or not, it gets depicted in the movies. I mean, is that not like a movie depiction of a demon being exercised right there? I mean, what are you doing going to a church? We only have viewers on this, so we don't have the radio transmission. So everybody watching is seeing this right now. I don't have to explain what's going on. I'd rather not explain. But why is it? Why go in front of a church where people are praying to behave like that? And it just so happened yesterday, I wore a shirt that had Jesus Christ on it when I went out. I wasn't even really necessarily thinking that was going to add to the trolling. But I wore a shirt that has the statue of Jesus on it. I got when I was in Rio. And it's just, there really is something about God, there really is something about Jesus that makes these people wail and go into fits of fury and rage. I mean, there really is something to that. So whether you believe in God or you're religious, these are examples of what appear to be demonic entities being exercised from humans. I mean, look at this behavior, folks. This is me in Austin. And by the way, I'm going to be airing some of the highlights from this. Here's what you can expect coming up in the next, I guess it's about hour and a hour 50 minutes now. We're going to be airing some highlights from me at the Capitol and the federal court yesterday with the crazed leftists. And I've got the videos of the leftists in front of the Supreme Court justices' houses. And I've got Bill Maher having an interesting segment on abortion on his latest show as well. So we got all that coming up. But this is an issue that is a losing issue for the Democrat Party. And I also plan on taking calls in response to all this. So I'm going to get through the news, get through the video clips, and then open up the phone lines. But the fact that Bill Maher is coming out and questioning abortion, the fact that they could barely get any turnout at their events, the fact that they're actually just going full speed on this now and sending their activists out to Supreme Court justices' private houses, they're swinging for the fences, folks, and it's a big whiff. A big whiff. They whiffed on the leak, and then they whiffed on the media coverage, and now they've whiffed on the activism. So strike one, strike two, strike three, three swings and misses. This abortion SCOTUS leak is gone. It is out. Nice try. Yeah, you got a bunch of brainwashed young people, and that's really what it is. It's a bunch of brainwashed young people, and it's a bunch of brainwashed women who really fall for the false paradigm of it's they have a right to an abortion or it's their body. And this whole idea of forced pregnancy is just a lie. Rape is a crime. Nobody's denying that. And if you want to have a rational discussion and debate about a rape baby or a rape incest baby or other tragic situations where a baby could compromise the mother's life or is already having health complications, if you want to have a serious discussion about that, then we can have serious discussions about that. But let's do that. Let's actually have a serious discussion about this and not just behave like deranged lunatics. Because here's what it is. And this is what I'm coming to realize as the filter of time is weeding out some normal people, centrist people that might want to stand on the hill of abortion and pro-choice, but they aren't there anymore. It's just the crazies now. And it's women that feel bad about having an abortion that don't want to be told they murdered their kid, and they don't want that legal precedent or understanding to be reached, or even that cultural understanding to be reached, that no, that's, I mean, at the very least, you stopped your child's beating heart, you murdered your kid. They don't want to admit that. They don't want that to go down. They feel bad about it. They're in denial about it. And then there's the ones that either like really enjoy it and actually really get something out of it. It's like it's either a satanic ritual or exercise or I don't know. It feels empowering. And those are basically the two people that are out there. And so it's people that know what they did was wrong but don't want society to come to that understanding. And then it's the people that know what they did was wrong but like it. It feels good and they don't want that ability to be ripped away from them. That's what it is. And it really can't be described in any other manner. So here's Bill Maher on his most recent show having some realizations or revelations about the abortion debate.
All right, so people hate talking about abortion, so let's do it. I don't want to do it, but it's the big issue, and we got to do it, and this is what happened. And, you know, it's interesting because until this memo was leaked and we found out that now, unless something very unforeseen happens, the Supreme Court is going to undo Roe versus Wade after 49 years, we haven't really been focusing on it, or maybe I'm projecting. I guess I haven't been enough, because I learned things this week, because this put it on the front page, that are pretty basic things that I did not know about abortion. Like, in Europe, the modern countries of Europe, way more restrictive than we are, or what they're even proposing. If you are pro-choice, you would like it a lot less in Germany and Italy and France and Spain and Switzerland. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
That's right. Okay. I learned most people who are pro-life are women. Did not know that.
So these are things that have actually been known for a long time and understood for a long time. And the problem with the mainstream media propaganda and an overwrite of reality is that they take what a minority of people think and amplify it so that public perception is that it's a majority. And this is done on so many different fronts. This is done on so many different issues. But that's the power of the mainstream media, the power of the press, the power of persuasion. They can take a minority opinion or a minority issue, and when minority, talking about just a minority of people, just a smaller group of people, not skin color or anything else. The left uses it now. They take a minority issue that not many people care about. They amplify it so that the public perceives it as a common belief, understanding, or push on an issue. When it's just not the case, and that's what Hollywood's for. That's what all the celebrities are for. And then, so now you're seeing the people that just think for themselves, like a Bill Maher, not going along with the establishment line anymore. And you start to realize, I was wrong about these things. And that's why when you see all these polls come out where they poll half, or it's not really a poll, I guess it's like a questionnaire, but we'll call it a poll, and they'll poll half Democrats, half Republicans, and they'll have an issue, and then they'll analyze the responses, and Democrat responses will be wildly inaccurate, but it's what they think the world is actually like, because it's what they see on TV. What the celebrities tell them, the mainstream news tell them, the late night comics tell them. So they think that's how the world is, when it's entirely inaccurate, their worldview. Liberals are lost in a world that doesn't exist. And now the ones that are trying to come back to reality, like a Bill Maher or a Joe Rogan, who are just centrist and saying, hey, no, this is the reality of the situation. Oh, now they're considered conservative because they tell it like it is. So that's Bill Maher. And if Bill Maher is realizing it with Michelle Tafoya on there, a conservative in sports media who is being blackballed, then other liberals are realizing it as well. Now, here's what's going on outside of Supreme Court justices' houses, and this was going on all night long. Here's the scene in clip 11 outside of Chief Justice John Roberts' house. Now, they use the coat hanger as an image and an argument. Let's think about the logistics of this. So what you're saying is that the whole coat hanger argument is that you can't go get a quote-unquote safe abortion at a doctor, so you're gonna put a coat hanger up your female genitalia and scramble it around until what? Till you've done enough damage that you're sure that the baby's dead? Or I mean, what? So that's what they're saying. I guess that's a threat. It's like, oh, you love these babies so much, so I'm gonna torture it even worse now. And I hear these people tell me at their events, like yesterday in Austin, that they have the moral high ground. Let me get this straight. You're threatening me or the baby or yourself, maybe all three at the same time, that if you can't have abortion legal, then you're going to self-mutilate? That's your move here?
Yeah.
And it is, and they do it. And they wave the coat hangers around. They bring them out. It's a bunch of 18-year-old girls waving coat hangers. I'm going to scramble my insides. I'm going to kill that baby anyway. Not a good look. And then there's the other. Now, but here's the other one, too. And I think that this is starting to bear out because I've said this for a while. Most of the women that go to these events aren't never going to have an abortion. Most of the women that go to these events aren't having abortions. But see, now you're down to the bottom of the barrel, folks. Now you're down to the actual people that have the abortions. Now you're down to the people that actually have the abortions. And that's why I go out yesterday and so many of them are like, I've had 5 abortions. I've had 10 abortions. I'll abort you. So that's why this is truly the bottom of the barrel that they have left that are willing to die on the hill of abortion that the rest of the world is waking up to as an inhumane, awful, awful thing. And look, again, most of these women aren't going to have abortions. Most of these women are probably already on birth control or not having sex. So it's just an odd thing, but that's the deception. They've been tricked into that it's a woman's rights issue. It's not a woman's rights issue. It's a right to life issue, and it's an issue of murder. I mean, that's what it is. You kill somebody with a baby in it, you're going to get a double homicide. Here they are outside of Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house in clip 13. Same chance. It's amazing. Same chance. So now the question is, are they going to try to keep this momentum? Or, I mean, they don't really have momentum, but let's say whatever little momentum they have. Are they going to try to keep that going? Are they going to keep sending out to their activists to private houses of judges and justices? Are they going to keep engaging in this terrorism? Because that's what it is. I mean, let's call it what it is. This is Democrat Party terrorism. The Democrats are well known for terrorism. So that's why they put out the private addresses of Supreme Court justices so that they can be terrorized into doing what the Democrats want. Simple as that. Why do they go burn buildings and loot and pillage and assault and batter and kill so the Democrats can get what they want? And we just have to sit here and put up with it as a country. Because here's what it is. Obviously, the Democrats, at the end of the day, are not the biggest power threat or the biggest power syndicate in the world. The Democrats are the ones in this country that have just completely sold out. Just completely sold out to the globalists, completely sold out to the Chi-Coms, just completely sold out. I mean, just sold out to everything. Just corrupt as the day is long, the Democrat Party. Now, there's a populist takeover right now of the corrupt Republican Party. But the Democrat Party is just gone. I mean, anti-American, full-on satanic, fully sold out, just fully compromised. I mean, Biden is their guy. Clinton is their girl. Like, come on. So what are we supposed to do as a nation that has such a corrupt political party with so much power? I mean, think about it like this. Everybody, I'm going to be careful here. Let's just say people that I speak to in law enforcement know that the January 6th charges against me, everyone knows it. Now, I'm still being put through the political persecution. I'm back in court tomorrow. So I'm still being punished for stuff I never did. Or I'm still being punished unjustly for stuff I did years ago that they just never want to let go and torment me for the rest of my life. But I'm just one example of the J6 political persecution. There's much worse examples. But we have to sit here and go through this as the Democrat Party literally goes full terrorist, burns cities to a ground for an entire summer. Many communities have not even recovered. Many businesses never even came back. Many lives lost. How about Officer David Dorn? So many more. So we just have to sit here and put up with this. And the FBI does nothing about this Democrat terror movement. They, and neither does Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, they have nothing to say about the food manufacturing plants fertilizer manufacturing plants, food processing plants, goods processing plants that have all gone up in flames and burned to the ground, almost 50 of them in the last 6 months. Nothing from the FBI, nothing from the Department of Justice. It's almost as if, it's like if America's a fleet of ships, if America's a fleet of 10 ships on the ocean and there's 10 captains, all the captains are intentionally trying to sink the ships. The FBI, sinking the ship. Department of Homeland Security, sinking the ship. It's like all the executive branch under Joe Biden is intentionally trying to sink the ship right now. The wide open borders, the fentanyl coming in, the crime sprees, the election theft. Oh, Dinesh D'Souza's film, 2,000 Mules, is going to change the country. Okay? Because there are plenty of people out there that are already just, and these are centrist, politically apolitical, politically indifferent, if you will, that are going to see this film and look at elections like they never have before. And they're going to re-examine things like the 2020 stolen election. And it's going to change this country. And how many people in this audience, let me use an example. How many people in this audience at some point in time fully believed the 9/11 official narrative? And anybody that would try to offer a different opinion or say it was anything else than the official narrative, you would have laughed at, scoffed at, whatever. I was one of those people. Conspiracy theorists telling me about 9/11, inside job or whatever. Pfft, nah. Nope. Wasn't hearing it. Not interested. But man, I mean, you watch the video now. Every once in a while, it'll pop up for some reason. A video will trend from September 11th. Like the, I mean, clear video that there's bombs going off inside the towers. Clear video that it's a planned demolition. Not that I'm trying to get into that. The point is, how many people that would never have believed any of the quote-unquote conspiracy theories about 9/11 now would be called a conspiracy theorist about 9/11? So that same phenomenon, though it might not have a jump point like we do now with elections, but that same phenomenon, folks, people are now going to not trust elections at all when they see 2,000 Mules, and rightfully so. And so this footage you're seeing on the screen here, there's so much of this, folks. It's Democrat activists and volunteers stuffing the ballot boxes. And I mean stuffing. Just sitting there and they track. By the way, I mean, this all came out, folks, in the investigations. They tracked their phones. They literally have the phones going back and forth from the Democrat Party local headquarters to the drop boxes dozens of times. It's all tracked. It's all tracked. I mean, it's so obvious. It's ridiculous. And a lot of these people, even on election night and the weeks following, that said, yeah, Trump lost. We should not do this. They're going to come around. So this is a major turning point. America's realizing how out of control the Democrat Party is, how terroristic it is, how corrupt the Biden administration is, how corrupt all the federal bureaucracies are. Now they're about to find out how their elections have been rigged for years, too. So, yeah, the pendulum is swinging back to common sense and reality.
Here at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today, whether it's politics or health or spirituality. We're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most of the other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. Within 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now.
Jeremiah in California. Jeremiah, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Just wanted to call in and say I ordered some products on when you had the 48-hour transmission. I'm about to put on my Alex Jones Was Right shirt for the first time, and I've been listening for a year, and I just been using all of your products. I really like the vitamins, all of them. It's hard to name them all real fast, but I love all the information that you guys give, and I listen while I'm doing my art, and it touches me, it moves me. Once I discovered you guys, I started listening, and it's really awesome. I just love it all. I love the community. The information is just as good as the product. And just wanted to call in and say you guys are the best. I called my reps today, you know, my Gavin Newsom, and I called Congress, Jared Huffman, and I said, these people need to be arrested. And, you know, sometimes I get mad. I keep the radio on. I wake up and I hear InfoWars, and then I call them. It's Monday, so they're open. And I just want to say you guys are the best, and I love Alex. I love Owen. I love the whole crew, everyone. The whole family is just great. I love the patriotism, and the info is just as good as the product. And I feel the vitality.
Wow, what a great testimonial, Jeremiah. And we're so glad to have you part of this family. And, you know, I think what it comes down to, we're just the most common sense, down to earth, tell it like it is broadcast out there. No fluff, no agenda. And people recognize that and they resonate with that. And that's what really I think InfoWars represents more than anything. But then it just so happens we also happen to be the most cutting edge in our information as well. And the same with our products. So that's our winning formula for victory. And Jeremy, you said you've been listening about a year. So glad to have you with us. Glad you enjoyed the products from InfoWarsStore.com. Glad you called in today. I mean, what a great testimonial. Anything else, Jeremiah?
Just love you and bless you. And I'm right here with you shining. We're going to shine on in their faces.
Shine on, you crazy diamond. All right, Jeremiah, thank you so much for that call.
You know, it's going back to what we all thought was going to happen in the 90s when the internet and mobile technology first came out, which is we thought, you know, this is going to level the playing field. Everybody's going to have access to the same information, and everybody's going to be able to freely communicate that information. That's our goal, to get back to that place where we all have access to all of the information. We all have the ability to freely communicate that information with whomever we want, whenever we want, and we don't have to worry about anybody tracking what we're doing and trying to judge us or categorize us or figure out some way to go after us because of the conversations we're having, because of the internet searches that we're doing, because of the discussions, the people we want to talk to about these things. So that's our goal, is to help people take back their freedom by helping them to take back their privacy. And so that's really what we're trying to do. And so I hope that everybody listening will check us out at voltawireless.com. That's voltawireless.com.
InfoWars Sunday Night Live, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to give out the phone number now. I want to hear your response to the two issues of the lack of turnout. I guess the two stories I want to talk about, or get your calls on, the lack of turnout, the lack of support the Democrats are getting on this abortion front ahead of the midterms. Certainly, they were shooting for the moon, hoping this would be the big issue to get people to vote Democrat. It's not working, so I'm imagining they're going to have to switch. Your thoughts on that. And then also, if you've seen the movie 2000 Mules and you want to comment on some of that just shocking footage and statistics that come out of that, those are the two things. So reviews or responses to Dinesh D'Souza's 2000 Mules. I'm sure a lot of people out there have seen it. And then, what do you think about the lack of support the Democrats are getting right now for their abortion movement? They expected more. They wanted this to be a big issue to energize their voters in November, and it is just fallen flat on its face. So the number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, the abortion activism failure and the 2000 Mules film proving the 2020 election was stolen from Trump. Now, in the meantime, yesterday I did go to the abortion rally here in Austin, Texas. And the entire video can be found at band.video. It's about an hour and a half, I think, overall. It started at the Capitol. We then went down to a federal courthouse where they were, where they marched to. Now, here's something that is always frustrating. We have events. InfoWars will have events. This audience will have events down at the Capitol. And we've had multiple events where thousands of people have show up. Big events. And the local news is right across the street. All the local news is right there downtown, right across the street. They could literally walk outside and be at the Capitol. And we have these huge events, and local news never covers it. Never covers it. We have huge events, local news never covers it. But, oh, yesterday, all the local news stations were out there for the abortion rally. All of them out there, even though there was probably 30 pro-abortion activists out there. Local news still shows up, and they covered it, too. And these were the two stations that ended up going with somewhat full coverage. There was actually an active shooter situation last night in Austin, so almost all the local news at night got overrun with the coverage of the active shooter situation, which I think the guy is still on the loose. But you had the local ABC affiliate, KVU, out there. Here's their headline. I've had two abortions. Mother of five speaks against overturning Roe v. Wade. And guess what? You know what? I don't know if I should break this news yet. Maybe I should. I was going to wait on this, but since they're covering it, you know, this is how embarrassing our local news here is. And I don't want to be rude. I understand how the news media works, and believe me, I get it. I've seen it, but. Basically, the local news here hires attractive girls just out of college, probably pays them the bare minimum, and then sends them out to cover these stories and sit and look good on the camera so that they can get big responses on social media. So it's, let's just say, it's not quality, high-quality content or coverage we get here from our local news. And naturally, the women always seem to lean left. That's just, which probably isn't even of their own volition. They're just conformists and want to fit in. Should I break the news now? I'm going to wait. But let's just say they may have made an extremely bad choice with the woman they decided to have a profile on for their story. Let's just put it that way. Let's just leave it there for now. And so they quote this mother bragging about her abortions, saying how bad it would be for them if they weren't aborted because they'd be in foster care. Let's see. Foster care or the grave? Foster care or the crypt? Yes, they prefer death to life. And so they did the whole profile on her. Now, I give them credit. They did quote me. They did quote me in the story. I think they'd scrub me from the whole thing, but they did quote me in the KVU story. I couldn't find any of the interview I did with the lady, but don't worry, we filmed the whole thing, so I'm going to play that, even though they wouldn't. And then KXAN here locally covered it too. Abortion activists rally at Texas Capitol Saturday. No, the story should be how they had a very low turnout. A very low turnout. But KXAN did quote me as well. Now, the one lady that interviewed me, I don't think it ever aired. I never saw either one of them air. And I couldn't find it in any of the cuts that they put on their website. But the one lady that did interview me, I'm going to play this from KVU coming up. Pamela Comey, I believe is her name. And again, I will give her credit. She did cover me. She did interview me. She did show that I was there in her coverage, which is better than I get like every other time, I would say, probably. It might even be a first. So, but look. She quotes me with something I never even said. I never said out there that I'm arguing life begins at conception. I never said that. I never made that point. Now, I'm not arguing that point. I'm not here saying that I don't agree with that. It's just interesting how she quotes me with something I never even said. Literally, never said. So, I mean, really just a bad job. But I expect nothing less from the local media here. It's truly abysmal. It's truly an embarrassment. But here is the interview that I did with KVU that I don't believe that they will ever air. But so we'll air some of that, or the whole thing. It's about 5 minutes. We'll air that from you. You can find this on band.video from my hour and a half coverage of the event yesterday. It's called something like Abortion Activists Go Berserk When Presented with Pictures of Babies. So here's the K-View interview that they decided not to air. Instead, they ran a profile piece on a woman that I think they're going to regret, but I'll hold back that news for now. Here's the interview.
That's what the leak is about. That's what the media response, Democrat response, all of it. It's about turning the midterms into an abortion issue because the Democrats can't run on anything else. They can't run on Biden's agenda. They can't run on the economy. They can't run on public safety. They can't run on education. They can't run on anything. So they're trying to run on abortion. But if this is the amount of people that show up, it's not going to work, folks. So they're going to have to change their strategy ahead of November. So this is good news for the pro-life movement, good news for Christians, bad news for Democrats. Yes. So there's two things I'm doing. I do believe in the right to life, and I believe that this right to life is being denied. This right to life is being denied. And they even admit, I've had multiple of them admit that this is actually a baby. They told me that this is a baby. So, I mean, they're essentially admitting that they're killing babies out here. And not just to be a counter voice out here to represent the pro-life movement or to represent Christians, also to just show their basic hypocrisies and how they don't even understand things. Like they say Roe versus Wade is law. There's no law. In fact, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg had the legal opinion that Roe versus Wade had no legal precedent, that the Supreme Court doesn't decide law. That was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. These people probably love Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So they don't even really know what they're talking about. And they're out here talking about human rights. They're out here talking about human rights. Well, the right to life is number one. The right to life. They're denying people the right to life. I hear them talking about, they bring up race a lot. They bring up white supremacy and racism a lot. Well, they must not know their own history. Because Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger worked with the KKK, spoke at KKK meetings, and had on record statements saying they're going to put Planned Parenthoods in inner cities where black people live so they can, quote, weed out the black population. Margaret Sanger, 40 million black babies aborted in this country, and these people run around saying Black Lives Matter. So they have every right to be out here. I support their right to be out here. I think they're upset that they didn't get many people to show up so I can come out here and basically steal all the attention away from their own event. But that's what I'm doing out here. Christians are not gone. The pro-life movement is on the rise. And I think the real story here, aside from the leak from the Supreme Court, Democrats want to turn the midterm elections into an abortion issue. That's what all the hype's been about. If this is the turnout that they're getting at their events for the abortion, they're not looking good in the midterms. They can't run on the Biden agenda. They can't run on the economy. They can't run on public safety. They can't run on policy. So they're going to try to run on abortion, and obviously that's not going to work. They were expecting thousands of people out here. Not even 100 showed up. So that's what I'm doing out here. And when they get mad when I do this, and they try to block that from being seen, I think that tells you everything about these people. Yes, Owen.
All right, so you get the point. And by the way, then after that, K-View came and interviewed me as well. And then the crazies were jumping up and down and flicking the camera off and dry humping the air as I was being interviewed by them. Now, I got to say, because again, I didn't see them use any of that on the news. And I went through all their local stories and all the videos they put up on the internet. And I didn't see them use any of that. It's rare you get a 100% on a test, right? It's at 100%, right? I mean, a 100% is rare. The fact that they couldn't use one clip, they couldn't even clip it out to make me look bad. They couldn't even clip out one thing to even show the counter side. That's like a 100%. I got a 100% on the interview. I was so good. Every question, every syllable, every breath of air was a 100%. They couldn't clip anything out to use. I am so proud of that. Oh, you think they're going to air that on the local ABC News, folks, about how the Democrats work with the KKK and how Margaret Sanger was a known racist? You think they're going to air that? You think they're going to air any of that? Of course not. They couldn't clip a second of it out to even show. So That's 100% right there. I pat myself on the back for that. And then I was interviewed by KVU, and like I said, they're flicking off. The whole thing is just ridiculous. I could sit here and break it all down, but I'd rather take your calls in response to all of it. Now, here's one more. This is a more humorous aspect from yesterday's events and coverage. Liberal logic has a finite timeline, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand this. Liberal logic has a finite timeline. All liberal logic will eventually fail and will eventually end because it's all contradictory. The entire thing is self-contradictory and cannot last. It has a shelf life. And the issue of trans rights is the perfect example. And here's why.
The pro-life movement is on the rise.
It's your choice.
That's inside a woman's body.
That's in a woman's body.
That's a woman's body.
It has symbiotic a beating heart. Relationship.
That's a woman's body.
Aren't y'all also a club of
It
cells?
Has a beating heart.
What?
Aren't y'all also like a club
We
of
are
cells?
Sentient beings with moral agency.
No, I die.
Sir, right? You are a man. You cannot speak as to what a woman is.
How dare you, bigot? Oh, yeah. I am a woman. I am a trans man woman. I can have babies. What a bigot that doesn't believe in trans men. Unbelievable. My right as a woman to have a baby. My right as a woman to have a baby. My right as a woman to have an abortion. How dare you, bigot?
You have that right.
You look at her face. She actually feels bad. And then this is a weird one here, folks. I've never really seen much like this.
What is
That's
this?
The point of it.
But you're allowed to make a choice.
What is this?
You know, here's what's so sad, and man, oh man. Let me use this as an example of why I really do what I do here, because I don't even like politics, folks. I got to be honest. I hate politics. I really don't even like the news. It all kind of bothers me and annoys me. But there's something about potential and unrealized potential that really drives me. And so I see the potential of America. I see the potential of the planet. I see the potential of humanity. But that's the macro scale. Let me use an example on a micro scale. This young girl comes out there yesterday, probably a college-age girl, I'm not sure. And I mean, let's put it this way. She's got full potential. Full potential. And she comes out there, and she decides she's going to be running around in I guess it's like female underwear or like a workout bra or something. She's basically wearing a swimsuit out there. And she takes red paint, rubs it all over her female genitalia, rubs it all over her mouth, and then the final cherry on top has big bushy armpit hair. So I sit there and I say, do you realize how much potential you have? Like, you have incredible potential here. And you are literally throwing it all away. And then this is just a microcosm. This is just a micro example. I don't really, however that girl wants to live her life is her own business. Unless she wants to murder another person, then that should be considered a crime. But you see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't like people wasting potential. I don't like civilizations wasting potential. I don't like humanity wasting potential. And there's just so much wasted potential. There's so much wasted time. It drives me nuts. And government is the biggest problem we have. But this young girl comes out dressed in underwear with red paint all over her private parts and armpit hair. And it's just like, but that's a separate just microcosm of what I'm trying to say here. That girl could probably, if she wanted to, have any life that she wanted if she realized her potential. But instead, the mental illness of liberalism has her rubbing red paint all over her private parts and big bushy armpit hair and probably leg hair as well. So that's just a microcosm of what I'm talking about. But I think the example bears out. It's like you could, it's like humanity, the planet, America, like all this potential could just be innovating and creating and building and inventing. And instead we spend what now, $50 billion in Ukraine that's just all getting stolen out from under us. We spend all this money on political witch hunts and persecution. It's really sad. So that's all going on. And again, you can find the full video at band.video. It's about an hour and a half long. And again, the real story is that they could not get 100 people to show up for abortion. So this is not going to be their issue, their winning issue heading into midterm. So they're going to have to change. Yeah, there it is right there. I mean, that does that not just put it all into perspective? A young girl with all the potential that anyone could ever imagine, and look at the hatred on the face, look at the body mutilation depicted with the paint, and then just, you know, I mean, just women, just shave your pits. I mean, good God, what are you doing? Who are you trying to piss off? When you, like, what is a, I need to stop. Because I want to take your calls. Maybe some super female vitality from InfoWarsStore.com, like a whole pool of it. She'd dive in, maybe. InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, that's how everything we do here is possible. When I found out how most people are deficient in magnesium, and then I also found out how magnesium is one of the key factors in enzyme functions in the body. In fact, like almost all of them, thousands of them, I realized, wow, this is a major void that people have in their health that can be solved so easily. So easily. If you just supplement magnesium. And so I started supplementing magnesium years ago when I figured that out. And now we've launched probably the best magnesium supplement you're going to find on the market, not just for the quality and the content that has a huge level of magnesium in it, but the flavor for a drink mix. Fizzy magnesium is as good as it's going to get. So I wouldn't even say, well, I would say that this is the best magnesium supplement on the market, but I wouldn't stop there. I think this is the best orange flavored drink mix on the planet. So it's, I kind of like, forget about me even telling you about how great the magnesium is and how you need magnesium and how this will give you your daily magnesium. I could just market this as an orange drink mix and the best orange drink mix you're going to find. And it would succeed just on those grounds, just as being the best orange drink mix. Fizzy magnesium would be a top seller. But it is the magnesium. That's why we sell it. We know people are deficient. We know how important magnesium is. And so that's why we've launched Fizzy Magnesium at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now. 25% off Fizzy Magnesium. I always have Fizzy Magnesium in my house, and it sells out a lot. And because of the Biden supply chain, things are selling out, and it takes longer to get in stock, folks. So I've loaded up. I got about 6 canisters of Fizzy Magnesium at my house because I'm going to make sure I don't run out. So this is probably going to be sold out soon. And then I don't know when it'll be back in stock. We all know about the Biden supply chain and the disaster that it is. So I would stock up on Fizzy Magnesium while it's in stock, while it's 25% off. That's what I've done. And a great drink for kids too, you know, because I haven't been a soda drinker in years. And I really don't drink anything that's unhealthy at all anymore. But every once in a while, you know, you're looking for something different to drink, something flavorful that's just not water or juice. And it's just, it's the perfect change up. You're drinking water all day or something. This is the perfect change up. Tastes great. Healthy for you. Fizzy Magnesium, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And a great way to support the transmission. All right, let's take one call here before we go to break, and then we're going to take calls in the whole second hour. We'll start with Max in Kansas. Max, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hope you're having a good Sunday evening.
Hey,
I can't attest to what you're saying. I do have Fizzy Magnesium drink mix, and I used to play sports, and I absolutely love it. It's really helpful. I now work out 5 to 6 times a week, and it's a really great boost. So, yeah, everybody, and I would highly encourage kids and teenagers to get it, too. It's really great. So what I want to talk about was I really do think that part of the reason why there weren't many people out there and why overall, like, people just aren't, like, abortion's not, like you were saying earlier, abortion's not it for the Democrats anymore. And it's because people are really waking up to what it truly is. You know, people are finding God. People are becoming awake to InfoWars and the New World Order, the population agenda. And I think that plays a pretty big part in it. And, you know, I've been into an argument or two with a few lefties and liberals about abortion. And, you know, they're posting about, oh, go, you know, hey, fellow females, go hit them up. And, like, you know, they start arguing with me and whatever. But, you know, in my grade, I was posting about, you know, that abortion's not healthcare. There's no such thing as a safe abortion and all this kind of stuff. And the only people who are liking, you can like Instagram stories, and the only people who are liking my stories were girls in my grade. And even some upperclassmen.
Well, let's. And here's what it is, because what you said at the beginning was so key. Most people don't get an abortion. I mean, I don't know what the percentage of people that have an abortion are, but I'm sure it's like a percent of a percent. So it's a very small amount of people that have an abortion. So this isn't a personal issue for most individuals and most women, but they rebrand it as a women's rights issue. So that's the branding. That's what people think they're voting for, is women's rights. Now they see the abortion doctors acting like Satanists. Now they see the abortion doctors playing with dead babies in medical tents. Now they see the interviews with Democrat mayors saying, yeah, it's an alive baby and we just kill it, you know, and they see it. And then they see the pictures of the dismembered babies. So it's people that are, like you said, realizing what abortion really is. And it's not a personal issue for them because they don't want to have an abortion and it's never been an issue for them. And they realize, oh,
right.
Yeah, I'm not going to be voting for abortion. This is not a women's rights issue. That's exactly it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that was basically what I wanted to talk about. Man, God bless you. God bless InfoWars. Have a wonderful rest of your night, Owen. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Max. We will be coming back and taking your phone calls. We've got Nick. We've got John. We've got Carol. You know, I feel like I should take the calls from the women first on this. Or maybe the mothers first. I don't know how many mothers we have on the line. Boy, maybe that's what I should have done. But it's too late. We'll take all the calls on the line when we come back.
InfoWars' very existence outrages the globalists and their criminal minions. They can't stand that the people who love freedom and justice and sovereignty and God and the right to self-defense and private property and our children have been able to build a system that reaches tens of millions of people a week, very conservatively, many times tens of millions a day. We are a family trying to maintain and build a human future. It is so important to spread the word about InfoWars and the articles and videos that you see there that you think are most impacting and powerful. And it's so vital in the third dimension on the street to circumvent big tech censorship and to wear your colors loud and proud. Now, we are selling out of more than 200 t-shirts that I designed over the years. Some are amazing, some are just okay designs because I made them, but they're historic. When they're gone, they're gone. We're not making them anymore. We'll have limited edition shirts that come out 2 or 3 designs at a time, and that's it, because we don't have money to keep a bunch of inventory around. We've already sold out of 60% of the 60,000+ shirts that we had in the last month. Soon, the rest of those shirts will be sold. You'll never be able to get those designs again. We've got to sell them all to fund the operation. But the new shirt that we have is sold out right now. More coming in next week, so it's on back order. So you can still order it right now. Is the Alex Jones Was Right shirt. It's powerful. It's got nice fabric. A red lightning bolt with Alex Jones Was Right on the back, InfoWars.com. This is a great shirt. I mean, it's a classy shirt. It's a great design. We're very proud of it, and it spreads the word, and it funds the InfoWars. So don't let them censor you. Don't let them silence you. Get your T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, long sleeves, everything is being sold at cost at InfoWarsStore.com, except for this shirt. It's $24.95 as a fundraiser to fund the operation. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and take action now. And I thank you for your support. God bless.